listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The victim of a vicious assault says it's destroyed his confidence and he's too scared to go out. The 63-year-old has undergone multiple operations and requires a carer after being attacked on Pier Street in Perth in February. Police are still searching for two men. Kenneth says he now prefers to stay at home.
I'm just too anxious to go out and my anxiety levels have gone through the roof. I now have a psychologist, a carer, and I really don't go out. I can't trust anything anymore.
State and federal governments are under pressure to increase protections for firefighters. It follows a declaration from the World Health Organization that firefighting is a cancer-causing profession. Greg McConville from the United Firefighters Union says it has implications for the way cancer is managed in the industry.
We would hope that our messages about prevention, compensation, and health monitoring of firefighters are taken very seriously.
We'll need to be patient with businesses as a world-first ban on plastics is enforced from today in WA. It covers a range of items, including plastic shopping bags, straws, stirrers, and cutlery. With school holidays starting in WA, we're being warned to take care on our roads, especially in regional areas. The RAC's Rhys Heron says drivers need to be alert.
Well, regional WA is home to some of the most beautiful places anywhere in the country, but sadly, it's also home to some of our riskiest roads.
In sport, Australia has won the first cricket test against Sri Lanka in goal on day three. The Aussies have torn through the home side's batting order before claiming the match by 10 wickets. And Geelong's Mitch Duncan will play his 250th game tomorrow. The 31-year-old from Perth says he hopes he's made family and fans proud.
It's been a lot of games, really, 250 games. Yeah, when you sit back and think about it, well, I hope I've made people proud.
And round 16 of the AFL continues tonight with Carlton taking on St Kilda.
Listener.